produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Oh. Hold up the light. Hold up the light. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine around the world.
Love, life, and positivity. My friends, you have just landed in love. You've landed in love above you, love below you, and love all around you. Love that also radiates from your heart, outpouring to your life through you as you live this divine spiritual life. And you live it because you are outpicturing and outpouring love from your heart center. Now breathe and be. Breathe and be. Now one of the things that we have to remember, that we are a divine creation of the Creator who made this universe, made in love, by love, for love. And I have to tell you, girl, and men, and boys, and women, you're the real thing. You know that song that used to be about Coca-Cola, you know, you're the real thing? Well, I'm here to tell you, you are the real thing. You always have been, and you always will be. Because you have this physical body, but inside you live a spirit. You are authentic. You are peaceful. You are love itself, expressing through human form. And you're grounded in the peace that surpasses all understanding. You got one foot in peace and one foot in presence. And in the middle, you have all the possibilities that your life can unfold into. And at the intersectionality of your heart, in the center of side of your heart chakra, there is where the love resides. There is where the peace resides. There is where everything resides about you, which is good. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Now be, breathe, and be. We want to thank Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Radio Network out of Memphis, Tennessee. And we also want to thank Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to be on this platform. It's been over a year now, maybe more than that, that we've been here, and we made a commitment to bring love, light, and positivity. And what we do is we seek out people from all around the globe, from all over America, who are what we call the light bearers. They bring light through what they do in their communities, and a lot of the people that I know now are just doing it globally, because doing this world retreat that we've been on, we have been able to connect virtually to people all around the world. So I have met many, many people who are light bearers in Africa, Australia, just different places who one of the girls that I met recently was from the Netherlands. So everybody is being the light because they are bringing all the goodness of spirit into the world to provide what humanity needs at this time. So we do this through our actions and our deeds. Now, one of the things that we also have to remember is, as my mama would say, don't get too big for your britches. And when I say that, and when she says it, she said it as a reminder for us and for her children and her family to remember the love and to remember that we have a supreme being that we have to answer to. So you never want to get too big for your britches. You always want to remain in love. And no matter what is going on, remembering to be, again, the light bearer. And let's be, breathe, and be. Now, this is April, and April is National Poetry Month. And I am Beloved, the Soulful Poet. And I have published two books. My first book, a poetry called Couldn't Keep It to Myself, was published in 2018. And then I just recently published a new book of poems with Martha High, the goddess of soul who sung with James Brown for 32 years. It's called Soul to Soul. I am Beloved, the Soulful Poet, and she is the goddess of soul. And soul stands for, peep this, spiritual oneness used for living. And both those books are available on Amazon.com. So, you know, with Amanda Gorman being the youngest poet laureate of America now, and then there was, you know, she read that poem, and I keep thinking about Maya Angelou, who read that beautiful poetry when President Clinton was in office. So we want to remember poetry this month. And what I want to read to you, a portion of a poem that came to me, and as I said to you all before, there are lots of times when I am asleep, and at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I get awakened by spirit, and I have to put the pen to paper. It pours through me. I do not write the poetry. I want to read you a portion of a poem that's called Word Up. And I woke up, I had to go get the Bible and look it up in John. I think it's John 1:1 that verse is in about the word. And so something came to me, And I want to read you part of that right now. And it goes, it says, in the beginning was the Word. So, my darling, sit down in the silence of your soul. For with words set the tone of how this day or any day will unfold. Words of praise, thanksgiving, and blessing. Blessing you to be in the land of the living. That's the word up. So you can be giving and saying words. Words that portray a false sense of cardinal love. But you got to be living. You got to be living them words that pour through you from the depth of your soul. Words that heal. Words that comfort. Words that console. Words that adhere to the oneness inherent in all of humanity. In the beginning was the word. Words that define and do not dehumanize the masterpiece that we were created to be by the divine. Let there be all forms of blossoming yellow daffodils proclaiming, hey, I'm bringing you the flow and energy of what I am here to create to be. And what happens is, in the flow of this energy, putting a smile upon your face, looky, look and see. There's deep dimples that adorn my cheek like a piece of priceless jewelry. Word up. In the beginning was the word. Let there be greenery on the blades of grass waving back and forth in the wind as they dance with grace and courage. Because once more, Mother Earth is sharing her beauty and her majesty with the earth and with the planet and in all the northern hemisphere. And in this 21st century, the tall trees that once were naked and once they had brown and white and gray bark, now you can look and you can see, because when the word says, they're spouting and shouting and sharing their green leaves, flowing in the wind like flowing words from the verse of soulful poetry. Hear the sounds of truth. Hear the sounds of truth with a capital D. Gurgling in the brooks, in the stream as it flows, identifiably. Synchronization with the rocks that combine in a command form. Word, harmony. In the rivers going through the valleys and around the bends and over the mountains to empty itself to from where it has been and what it has washed away. And it washed away debris we used to carry with ourselves, self-loathing, bias, and white supremacy that has polluted our minds. And what it does is petty nuances of superiority laced with nonsensical reaction, creating a disturbing distortion of reality. But wait, word up. We have to come back and we have to remember who we be. For we were created with the word by the one that created all. Word up. In the beginning was the word. And the word created you and the word created me. And the word created all of humanity. So that's my latest piece of poetry. And I have to take a breath here myself, because when I read back over it and to understand the power of words. And today, when we think about words, there is a person that is my guest that will be coming on after I tell you the story. Now, I don't know how I came upon, she uses these words. That's what I was attracted to her for. She has a show, and I'll tell you more about that. But she has all this joy. She was the first. I mean, when you do virtuals, it's hard for someone to come through the screen when you're watching through Zoom or what's the other one? I can't even think of what it is right now. But what happens is it's hard to get that energy out there. But my guest brings it with her words. She brings it. She is Reverend Melissa Moore Noble. She's an ordained interfaith minister. She's a certified life coach. She's a licensed religious science practitioner. And she's host of, peep this now, Morning Sip. And that's where I saw her. And I'll let her tell you what the word SIP stands for. She has always used different words that she researched, and she'll do a whole series on the word. But I want to welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity, Reverend Melissa. Welcome, Reverend Melissa. Hello? Hello?
Ah, that was so wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And your poetry. Oh, my goodness. The word. That was a word in a word in a word.
Yeah, yeah. And, I get caught up in my own words there for a little bit.
Well, they were joyful words. They were joyful words.
Yeah, well, we want to welcome you to Love, Light, and Positivity and welcome you as one of the light bearers.
Oh, thank you.
Where you and you in where I used to live in Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So tell us how do you use words, and I know you write poetry, and I want you to read the poem that you have for us today. How do you use words?
So I like you, sis, is I believe words are very powerful and words are creative, right? And it takes me to, I did a whole series about words and how,
yes.
About how our tongue is creative, and we really have to be very discerning and intentional about the words that we decide to put out into the atmosphere, because it will create. It will create. So I use words for love. I use words to share joy, to spread joy in the world. I use words especially in praying. I love to pray. And the type of poetry I do, I call it prayer poems, because they're really prayers to me that, uh-huh. like you, just pour out, you know, just pour out.
Yeah, so would you give us a sample, please?
Sure.
Allow our audience to hear. That's one of the reasons I follow you, because I love how you come up with things.
Oh, thank you, Emiya. So I think I pulled out this one, although I wrote it in 2009, it is so fitting to what is happening right now with COVID-19. And so it's called Vaccination. And I'm not sure what was going on in 2009. Maybe it was Ebola. I don't know. There was something going on. And this poem, prayer poem, came through. Vaccination. Everything is as it is. How could it be otherwise? The sun is awake, and so am I. I am alive, and so are you. I am alive with the spirit of the one life principle that connects us all. The truth of living and having my being be beautiful and bountiful. Ernest Holmes said, "Today I live as though God were real to me, as though love were the final power and good the final arbitrator of truth and faith." I agree, and today I say, I rise and I shine and I live knowing that God is real. I vibrate with the frequency of joy inside and outside by living life in and out of joy. I won't even consider, contemplate, or tune into the channels of fear. I divorce myself from the family of fear. No need for visitation rights to my mind. No shared custody of my spirit. No support of any kind to my being. For I drank from the waters of life that are purified and fortified from any disease, even the swine flu. It was the swine flu, y'all. Hello, somebody. I drink from the waters that purify me. Not even COVID-19 can penetrate all of who I am, because God is within me. My center is powered by the light that is eternally lit. I'm lit. Are you? Are you lit?
I'm lit.
My center is in tune with the seer of all things invisible, the righteousness in all seemingly wrongs, the one that connects us all to each one to teach one another the truth and guide us back home to our loving selves and lovingness, and not by disease. I am not lost. I am not bound. I am not stuck. I am not anything that my father, mother, God is not. I am everything to God that dwells within, and we enjoy each other's company. Yes, I can handle the truth, life more abundantly, life more fully, life more loving, life more joyfully, life more engaging, life more sparkly, life more greatly, life more God-like. Know the truth and wash your hands, and so it is, and that, my love, is prayer working as my vaccination. Ashe, wow. And amen.
Amen. Oh, that is so beautiful. I love it. See, I love it. I love the flow. I love the rhythm. And I, you know, what I do is I visualize in my mind as you were reading your words. You know what I'm saying? I visualize. So tell
yes.
me something.
Yes.
As we move forward with this, what is the greatest gift that we can give to each other now, doing all this, these distractions externally? What is the greatest gift that we can give to each other?
I really think, Imanya, the greatest gift we can give to each other is really to love and accept each other right where we are. Right where mm-hmm. we are. And I have this conversation pretty often, that oftentimes we want each other to be somewhere else, you know? And mm-hmm. all we can do is really accept each other for where we are right now and love each other. I really think that's the greatest gift that we can give each other. You know, if we can just accept each other as we are right now.
Yeah, because everybody brings who they are to the table, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, I know that from just listening to your broadcast, and tell people where they, before I forget it, tell people how they can listen
oh,
to
Oh, sure. So folks can tune in to Morning Sip, and Sip stands for Spirit in Practice, because I believe it's all about the practice. And you can check me out on Facebook at I Am Rev Melissa. And if you're not into social media, you can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel also named I Am Rev Melissa. And so all my Morning Sips are there, and all of my Living Life and Joy shows are there also.
And your podcast, don't forget your podcast.
Oh, thank you, girl. And my podcast. So I do have a podcast called Sip with Rev Melissa, and you can find that on Spotify, on Apple. You can say, Alexa, play I Am Rev Melissa, and Alexa will play it for you on Amazon also and other
yeah.
platforms.
Yeah, and I have to tell the audience, listen to the audience, they're very, very good. So all of that being said, talking about distractions and that beautiful prayer and where we are now, who has been your greatest, who has inspired you to be where you are?
I have to say, and it's pretty cliche, it's like a cliche answer, but I have to say it really is my mother.
Okay.
My mother has inspired me in so many ways, and I didn't come to appreciate all of who she is and accept all of who she is until I got much older, you know? But she inspires me just by her fortitude, by her strength, my mother was a single mother raising four children, and it was not easy. And, you know, just watching her I was the oldest, so I had a lot of responsibility that I didn't want. But I had it, being the oldest. And she always, no matter what I did, because I was not an easy child, Imanya. I was not easy. She just always saw the light in me. She always saw the light in me. And she never gave up on me, and she always encouraged me to, you know, just follow my own path. I'm in my family, I'm kind of like the one that's like, everyone's like, that's Melissa. I'm that one in my family. And she's
yeah.
just always been my biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad to hear you say, because next month, you know, the next show that we'll do, we'll be talking about a little bit about mothers. Now, tell us, what are some of the practices that people can utilize in order to be in touch, in tune, and in alignment with spirit?
Okay, so this is, you know, this is my sweet spot. That question right there is what SIP is all about, you know, spirit
okay.
and practice. And it takes doing it every single day. I just did a whole series on the Lord's Prayer, And it was a right. 2-week series, yeah. And usually, you know, my series are like a week. But the Lord's Prayer had a hold on me. It wouldn't let me go. So it went into 2 weeks. And one of the lines in the Lord's Prayer is about our daily bread, you know, and give us our daily bread. So it doesn't say, like, give us our weekly bread, give us our monthly bread. It says our daily bread.
Yes.
Right? So that means we got to do something every single day that is non-negotiable. Yes. And that is, you know, practicing the presence of God within you, whatever you want to call God, to practice that connection, that alignment every day. So I do something that's called, I call it 333, because sometimes people think they don't have enough time. So this is kind of like a baby step, right?
Okay.
So it's 3 minutes of inspirational reading, whatever
okay.
inspires you, right? It's not going to your phone first. It's not turning on the TV first. It's the first thing in the morning. You could go to the bathroom. Only thing you could do first is pee. And then you go into your chamber, wherever that might be in your home, and you pull out something inspiring to read. So you read for 3 minutes. Then the next thing is inspirational journaling. And that is writing. You know, you can write a poem, you know. You can write a question that you need your higher self to answer. You can write yourself a love letter. Something that is uplifting. You could write about what you just read that was inspiring. So 3 minutes of writing, and then 3 minutes of meditation. And that can simply be breathing in and breathing out, right? And then 3 minutes of prayer. So I always end, and I usually end everything that I do with prayer. Sometimes I begin everything that I do with prayer, too. So that's my 3333.
Wow. And that is, you know what, that is so appropriate, and it's simple.
It is so simple. And it's just 12 minutes to start. You know, you might add on as you go, but sometimes we start new things and we bite off more than we can chew. You know, like someone who wants to meditate and they say, okay, I'm going to meditate for an hour. More than likely, you're not going to sustain that. Meditate for 3 minutes first and then start to increase it over time. And that's how you could build up your daily practice.
And you know what, that sounds so workable. And I hope, I know that my listening audience is paying attention to that. I love the number three, you know, the three, you know, everything done in 3 minutes and it don't take you long. So we're having such a wonderful conversation here. We're going to continue this for part two. So what nugget would you like to leave with our audience for this episode?
So, you know, I end every show with these two phrases, live life in joy, which means connect to that inner joy that you are already, and connect to your yes. So whatever your yes is, connect to it and be that in the world, because the world needs your yes.
The world, see, I love, that's what I love about you. The world needs your yes, and you're the most joyful person on virtual. You're the most joyful one on virtual. And I say that with a great amount of respect and support for what you do, because that's what I feel.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that. And can I just let folks know that you will be on my show on Sunday, my Living Life in Joy show on Sunday. So you'll please come out and you will see me and you'll see Imanya, and we are going to have a good time talking more about what we're talking about right here and the work and the joy that she's putting out into the world. So you can check that out on Facebook and on YouTube at I Am Red Melissa.
And we're going to be lit. Okay.
Yes, fire.
Yes. And so we want to thank our audience for participating with us and listening to us today. And so what I want you all to remember is to be light bearers and continuing to be the light that you are. And I always end it with this, to be the light and not the lampshade. Okay? Because you know what? Shade covers up the light. And we have many distractions that cover up our internal essence. So you want to be the light. Thank you for joining me. And we're going to continue part two of this conversation for our next episode. This has been Imanya Jubilee, beloved, the soulful poet. And you have been in love, remembering that you are made by love, for love, to be loved. And we'll see you next time right here on Finding My Way Radio Network. in with love, light, and positivity. Bye, y'all.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.